Yes. Who is it? Oh, the young man from the other day. How interesting to see you here again. And what can I do for you? Well, you still want to talk with me, do you? I see I didn't properly scare you off last time. My dear, I really think you should leave. I get plenty of little brats snooping around here quite often enough, and I don't need another more persistent one here as well. So, you will stand there, staring at my intercom all day? You really should leave soon. It is starting to get chilly this afternoon, and I can see through my camera that you are not properly dressed. You really won't leave, will you? How childish of you. You're a grown man, are you not? Perhaps you should act like one. You say you are, and yet you act like a child. Maybe you just want me to treat you like one, Oh. No? Then run along, little boy. Mommy does not want to play with you. Shoo. Shoo! So stubborn. Well, I can't have you dying at my doorstep from hypothermia. No matter the cause of death, I'll really have a pitchforked mob marching up here once word gets out. My dear. Perhaps Mommy is in a playful mood today. I'll give you one chance. Run around, back to the garden, and I'll speak to you through the gate there. We can get a good look at each other through the bars. Don't leave me waiting, or I will not be seeing you. Go. Oh, hello there, my dear. Out of breath, are you? Took you long enough. I was a mere second from returning inside. Catch your breath, then speak, please. Now that we're here, I'll humor you for a while. Don't you worry. Yes, not what you imagined. No, I'm not some shriveled old hunchback witch. Although it may be a bit hard to tell with this dress and hat on. Come closer, dear. I won't bite. Tell me, is my face old and wrinkled? Are my teeth rotted out and my skin covered in spots? Beautiful, am I? No need for flattery, boy. I know. I can assure you, even if I am not as young as I used to be, every inch of me is still beautiful. I wear this outfit because I like it, of course. I enjoy the Gothic styles of dress, and black is my favorite color. So why not wear what I like? No, I'm not trying to hide anything. Nothing horrible, at least. Why? I don't think this dress hides much of my figure, does it? You can still see my breasts pushing out against the cloth, and my rear, well, this dress accentuates my assets, not hides them. It leaves little to the imagination about what's underneath. Or so I think. Your thoughts. Oh, look at that blush. You are a cute one, aren't you? Let me take off my hat and get a better look at you. You like my hair? It's silky smooth, and it smells like roses today. Beautiful, too. I told you, boy, I'm well aware of my beauty, but are you only just starting to learn? Now, did you have something you wanted to discuss, or did you want to stand there and gawk at me the whole time? I wouldn't mind either. Ah, the rumors. The rumors. Of course I've heard the rumors. Everyone wants to know, including you. Well, what do you think? Are they true? You don't believe any of them. Yet you still came all this way just to find out. That's cute. Come a little closer, darling. I'll tell you a little secret. Right. There we go. Right up against the bars. Look at you, so desperate to know the truth. Well, I'm sorry to ruin the fun, but they are all false. They say I've lived here for hundreds of years. Not true. The house was built maybe 80 years ago, and my lovely aunt lived here until she left it to me. We did look alike and have similar tastes in fashion, so perhaps that's where the confusion comes from. Eating young men? Sorry, I am not one who possesses a cannibalistic appetite. Just regular old meat, fruit, and vegetables. I try to stay away from the sweets to keep my figure. But between you and me, I do get a little naughty some nights and have a bite of chocolate. Then why do men always seem to be coming up here? Well, it's simple. Aside from all the nosy ones trying to catch a glimpse of me, they're all delivery boys. I order most of my food online, and while some of the delivery boys do look like tasty little meals, they only ever come to drop off food at the front gate and then go on their way. No calls to men in their sleep, no whispers in their dream. I know my voice may sound angelic, but I'm rather soft-spoken, and I don't believe I could project my voice loud enough to reach all the way down to town. So, there you have it, darling. All your dark rumors have been debunked. Anything else? Oh, one more. That my touch will kill a man in an instant. How could I forget such a terrifying one? First, I want you to do something for me. Under that rock to your left is something I want you to pick up and bring over here. Yes, that one. Good job. That's right. It's a key. A key to this gate right between us. I've taken a slight fancy to you, boy. I want to play with you more. Now I'd like to offer you a little challenge. It's quite simple. If you decide to open the gate and come in, you can do whatever you want to me. That's all there is to it. Oh my, that devilish little look says so much. You have a dirty mind, don't you? Your mind is already racing with thoughts of ripping this dress off and ravishing the sexy prize wrapped inside it. No. Don't try to deny it. I can see it clearly in your wandering eyes. But first, let's address that pesky little rumor. Yes, this is the one that is absolutely true. What? Don't believe me. You have no faith in my words. How cruel. Fine, I will let you see my hands. You will be disappointed, though. Let me take these gloves off. See? Just two normal hands. My fingers are long and slender. My nails are well kept, no spikes or oozing or whatever you imagined. But they are just as deadly. No? I swear it's true. Come closer again. You can test it for yourself. Why so hesitant? You said just now that you don't believe me. Just a little closer now, my dear. Yes. Good. Closer. Closer. And got you! Why so scared? I've got a hold on you now. You're not getting away. Why, just a moment ago, I could have sworn you were craving my touch. Imagine me running my fingers down your body, holding you closely, my fingers wrapped around your hard, aching cock. That's what you wanted. It's okay, you can admit it. Look at you, my smart boy. Yes, I am grabbing you, and no, you are not dead. But you overlooked something quite simple. I'm only holding on to your shirt. Still don't believe me? Well then, let me just pop open one of these buttons and slide my finger onto your chest. Nothing will happen, right? Not so sure now, are you? Here, let me tell you a little story. You remember that dashing young man who disappeared a month or two ago? Jimmy was his name? Yes, strong, tall, so confident and sure of his capabilities. And so foolish. Well, he came up here one day just like you, and I offered him a little game, one very similar to this one. He was much more forthcoming about his desires the moment we met face to face, so he was quick to jump at the opportunity. But I don't like men who rush things. So when he unlocked that gate and came dashing in with thoughts of having his way with me, well, I gave him what he wanted. Just a little taste. Sure, parrot whatever excuse or rationalization for his whereabouts you'd like. The fact is, his corpse is buried somewhere in my garden, giving nourishment to these wonderful plants. I can try to show you where he is later if you'd like. Scared now, aren't you? No more curiosity left. Disappointing. Fine. You're free to go. Run off now, little boy. I've had enough fun with you. Oh my. Look at that bulge. I can see it right there, my dear. Don't try to hide it. You're practically ready to burst your pants open with that. Maybe the fun is just beginning. So even after all of that, even after you've come so close to death, the thought of taking me, of sliding your cock deep inside of me until you burst is all you can think of? That brain of yours is all kinds of scrambled, isn't it? Tell you what, I'll add some more rules to the game. You are still free to waddle on home. Life's still intact. Or you can keep playing. What was that? You do want to play? Oh, how fun. I'm starting to like you very much. The new rules are, you follow my every order until I say you are done. And then, if you've done a good job for me, you can come in to take what you want. And maybe you won't die. Yes, maybe. Maybe I can control it. Maybe everything I said was lies. But maybe I can't control and you die the second you enter. That's the fun of the game. If you don't follow my orders. I suppose I'll have to slam open this gate and come wrap my hands around that sexy little neck of yours. I am a fast runner, so you may not get away. Fantastic. Let's start now. First, remove your hat and your shirt. Give me a little taste before we really start. My dear, I know it's cold out, but do not question me again. Understood? Good. There you go. Oh, don't try to cover yourself. Be proud of your body. I like what I see so far. Okay. Keep going. Take everything off, except for your underwear. Oh, look at those goosebumps all over your skin. You poor thing. It would be so nice if you came in and I could warm you up, wouldn't it? I'd hold you close to my breasts and wrap my arms tightly around your shivering body. I could make you feel so safe and comfortable in my embrace. How much do you want that? Silent now. All right then, tough boy. Show me how strong you really are. Let me see that powerful little cock you've been hiding. Oh, my. Oh, I am impressed. Perhaps that's where all your bravado came from. Well, it looks nice, but the real question is, do you know how to use it? You sound so confident. But I can't just take your word for it. We'll have to test it out. Come up to the bars now. Shh. What did I say earlier? No protesting, or else we are done. I promise you I won't touch. I just want a better look. Good. Yes. Look at that gorgeous cock. Oh, how I would love to take you into my mouth, ever so gently. Plant some kisses right on the head of it. Make you beg me to swallow your whole length. I'll be as slow as possible while I make you squirm for me. My tongue would run up and down your shaft and then all over the tip with this slow, steady, torturous rhythm. You can watch as I easily take you all the way to the base with each movement. And when you're finally screaming to come, I'd squeeze your sack just tight enough not to hurt you too much while I swallow all of your warm cum directly down my throat. And I'm sure it would taste absolutely delectable. I know that's exactly what you want. Now, darling, please stick it between the bars. I made you a promise earlier, do you remember? I don't break my promises, even if I really want to. Go ahead, do it. There we go. Look how close we are now. How brave you are, or perhaps stupid. But I do like this trust we've built, and I won't ruin it. I swear. Oh, God. Look at how you twitch. Are you a sensitive boy? Is a gentle breeze enough to bring you to orgasm? I sure hope not. We still have much, much more to do. You may step back now. I'm very proud of you for your courage. Now, I want you to slowly rub the head of your cock. Just take a few fingers and imagine it's my lips kissing your head. Very good. Very softly. My lips are just sucking at the tip now. Yes, get lost in that image. I'm on my knees in front of you, my hands on your thighs. Lips on your cock. It can all be true so long as you keep doing a wonderful job. Time to go a little further now. Start stroking, but make it as slow as possible. Good. Remember what I was telling you earlier? This is when I start sucking your whole cock. Imagine you entering my mouth and sliding down my throat. In and out. In and out. Use an extra finger and run it around your shaft. That's my tongue adding to the pleasure. Are you enjoying this, darling? I can see you are. I'm having even more fun than I thought I would. It's rare to see a young man with your patience, your stamina. I tell you, they can never control themselves, even though they have no idea what they are getting themselves into. I love seeing their faces erupt in panic as we make our first contact. Oh, it's too much. But you do know what's to come, and yet you still continue. Oh, what a naughty, desperate, foolish little boy you are. That's why you're so much fun, though. The thoughts of pleasure and pain are too confusing for your tender mind. But baby, I promise you, moments where you mix all that fear and pain and raw lust are some of the most enjoyable times you will ever experience, even if the experience is your last. Oh my. I think this fun is getting a little too one-sided, don't you think? It's about time I join you. Hands at your side right now, and eyes on me. Gaze upon this body, my dear. Here is the perfection that you have so eagerly awaited. My breasts are practically overflowing from my lacy black bra. My stomach is toned, but there are still hints of something extra to squeeze. My thick thighs and long legs would wrap perfectly around your head as I shoved you down below. Ah, my ass is nice and wide. You can watch it jiggle as you fuck me from behind, and maybe I'd even let you give it a few good smacks. And between my soft thighs, underneath my sheer panties, is the best fucking pussy in the entire world. I guarantee you, I've made dozens of sweet young men come the instant they enter. That's all it takes. Now tell me, what is your favorite part? What do you want to take hold of first? My stockings. Oh, wow. You're hilarious. Now let me show you a bit more. I will unhook my bra and let you see my bare breasts. They're still so firm, even after so many years, but so soft. Watch as I squeeze them. Oh, yes, these could be your hands very soon. Oh, my. It really is very chilly. Look how hard my nipples are already. Or perhaps that's from the thoughts of you swimming around in my mind. Do you think I want you as much as you want me? Maybe I'm craving that cock. Maybe I can barely keep myself together. We will see who loses control first. Get back to stroking. A little faster. Imagine your cock is between my tits now. You're on top of my body, wildly thrusting between them. You can hear the slap of skin with each frantic pump. You smack into my tongue with each thrust as my mouth submissively waits for your release. I'll hold my tits tighter as you get closer. They're violently shaking with each movement. And soon, you burst all over me. Some covers my face and lands in my mouth. Oh, I've been waiting for it. You keep going. Glaze my supple breasts with the rest of it. With the rest of that hot load. Leave me a dripping mess that I'll have to lick up afterwards. Not a drop wasted. But don't actually come yet. No. Stop stroking now. You're getting a bit too frantic there, but you have to keep going after this. If you come now, I'll be so very disappointed in you. Let me take off my panties now. The stockings will stay on just for you. You can see the finish line, baby, can't you? Your prize is waiting right here. It seems all this fun has gotten me wet already. Do you see? This juicy pussy needs your strong cock. Please, baby. Please don't let me down now. Imagine how tight and warm I'll feel. You'll slide in and it will feel like ecstasy. Oh, your body will feel like it's in heaven. And maybe your soul will be soon to follow. You won't mind one bit what happens to you. The moment you get a taste of this, it will all be worth it. Nothing else will ever compare. Yes, you are right. If you die the moment we touch, you won't be able to enjoy me. I'm aware of that, but Who really knows what will happen? Quite the gamble, isn't it? Either way, I win. I've gotten to play with a fun little toy today. And that's enough for me. But are you satisfied already? Is it enough for you? No, of course not, is it? Watch me stick my fingers in. Yes. This could be your cock entering me. You hear that? You hear how wet I am? My fingers are always great, but I'm sure you would feel so much better. Start stroking again. This is the last time now. You're gonna come when I tell you to, okay? And don't even think about coming early. There we go. Faster now. Faster. Try to match my speed. Look at us playing with ourselves here. We could be enjoying each other's bodies and making each other feel incredible, but it's all up to you, baby. You will decide what happens. I'm riding you right now, right here in the dirt. The moment you enter that gate, I will pounce on you, because I can't wait for another second to get you inside. I'll push you down and shove your cock into my wet, needy pussy. I know the moment you enter, you'll turn into a mindless moaning puddle, and you won't be able to handle the pleasure I'll give you. I'll start bouncing hard on your prick and you'll lose all your senses. You'll be lost in a pool of bliss, and each time I come down on you, you'll fall deeper and deeper into that abyss. Oh, yes. I'll take your hands and guide you on my body. You can grip my firm ass and pull me down harder on you. Or you can hold my tits and flick my nipples while they bounce in front of your face. All you'll think about is coming deep inside my tender little pussy. You'll beg to flood me with your cum. That will be your sole purpose, to shoot deep into me. The moment you come will be unlike anything you've ever experienced. Your mind will go blank and then it will be gone for good. That single moment of pure euphoria will be the only thing you'll need before it's all over. Just a little longer now. We're so close. So close. Oh, you will come with me. You can do it. You can keep going. Oh, I know you can. Keep it in. A few more moments. No, you have to hold it. I see how close you are, babe. But hold it for me, please. Please hold it. Okay. I'll make sure you get some on me. Oh God. Oh yes. Oh God. Oh come. Oh, you can do it now, baby. Come. So well, darling. Oh, such a good boy. And you released so much for me. You even got some on these sexy tits. Let me have a little sampling. Ah, oh, delicious. That was so good. Get your clothes back on now, baby. Once you do, you'll have a very big decision to make. Okay. Now take out the key and hold it in your hand. Good. Now what will you do? Will you open this gate and come risk it all? Have I been bluffing the whole time? Or will you lose your life for the most intense pleasure in the world? You can also walk away right now. No shame in it. Keep your life and have one hell of a story to tell. I'll even toss you my panties as a little souvenir you can show off to your friends. What will it be, young man? Don't take too long to make a decision, or I'll have to make one for you.